Listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Truth Be Told. I'm Zoe.
I'm India.
And
yo!
Here we are.
So, we had a little bit of a
time getting
here.
Yeah.
Because we went to go get some groceries, and then
the place was beat as fuck.
We're not supposed to curse.
Beep. Yeah, so then we were late, so we went to go get food.
And then we were sat next to, like, some frat guys, so, like, we couldn't say our out-of-pocket shit that we wanted to. I'm sorry. We couldn't say our out-of-pocket stuff that we wanted to. And I felt kind of uncomfortable, so then Zoe's ADHD started acting up, and we didn't really know how to act.
So then I was like, let's take this to go, because we were late, too. I didn't really care that they were sitting next to us.
No, I know. I'm just, like, a little...
Yeah.
Little noob.
Little noob.
I know, and now I'm eating my...
sushi, because we got
sushi.
To go.
What do we want to talk about first?
Wait, guys, if you're listening, text me, and, like, we'll give you a little shout-out.
Yeah.
Because we keep talking, we want to know, like, how many people and who's watching.
We want to know who's listening, because, like, if it's our parents, like, cool.
Like, we love you guys.
But, like...
If it's, like, people, then, like, that's awesome.
Then that's awesome. Let's see if I can move. Oh, my God. Imagine I spilled it.
The weather outside, crazy, right?
Oh, my God. Global warming's amazing.
I know, right? Support global warming. There are, like, a group of girls sitting outside in the quad right now.
It's, like, 50, did you see 40 that? Or something.
I don't know what it is now. It's so warm in my hometown, but... Ella says they can't hear us.
Like, at all?
Let me see if my other friends can.
Hello?
Hey, Grace. Hey, Harriet.
Ask them if they can hear
us. Harriet can hear us.
Okay. So, Zoe, what's going on in your life? Ask their opinion on if you should wear your sex sweatshirt.
So I don't know if other people have seen, but I made a sweatshirt, or I thrifted a sweatshirt, and it said Smex 69 on it. So of course I had to get it, and I put a patch over the M, so now it says Sex 69. And I'm in a class called Sex in Modern Europe, and
woo!
I'm doing a presentation that's like 15% of my grade on Thursday.
And is it 15%?
Yeah, I think it's either 10 or 15.
Holy shit. Sorry.
It's enough, like... And she says I should wear the sex sweatshirt, but I feel like my professor doesn't seem like the guy who'd be like, oh, this is funny, because also I'm talking about, like, a serial killer who murdered prostitutes.
Mm. Cool. Yeah.
So, like, I don't know what you guys think, but...
I think it's a great idea, but I'm also... I would be there filming her.
Yeah, and you would just be having fun.
Oh, wait. Talk about... Wait. So... There was actually this guy did the first presentation a couple days ago on, like, Marquis de Sade. And these presentations are kind of a big deal. Anyway, so our whole class was in person, and he was in his dorm or something, so he zoomed in to give his presentation, like, because us millennials now being used to presenting on Zoom, like, we know... how to, like, write a script, have the script on the side as you present online. Anyways, so we're all in class, and he's presenting, and he shares his screen. And he shares his script, and he does not share the actual presentation, but shares the script. So he's going through his presentation as if, you know, we're looking at these slides, when, as a matter of fact, we're looking just at his script. And there are some points when, like, he was trying to do the kind of cool thing where it was like, oh, let me just think at the top of my head, like, what's this guy's name? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the name was, like, just right on his script, but, like, he tried to be all, like, nonchalant about it.
Yeah.
Which was just really funny to witness, but... And then he, like, started cursing during his presentation.
Yeah.
And we were all just, like... I was just like,
I was so
cringing, like,
so hard.
So, oh my god, so I felt so bad, and I really wish that I could see what he got on that.
Me too. So, if you're listening to this, which like you probably are, because everyone on campus is listening to this, then like, rip, I guess. Yeah. So I have that. I have so much work this weekend.
But yeah, you'll get through it.
I will, hopefully. I have a psych exam on Wednesday. KMS. Mm. Oh well. Okay, wait. What were our topics? We've got a couple topics on the docket.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, let me text my friend.
Who?
Aiden.
Oh, our first thing was Valentine's Day.
Mm. Preach. Mm. Yeah. Valentine's Day. I mean, like, we actually have cute plans. We're gonna go.
We're going out to dinner.
Where are we going again?
Ocean.
Ocean, right.
Can they hear?
Yeah. WJRE.
We're going to Ocean. We're gonna spend way too much money on alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'll be your Valentine if you ask me already, Zoe.
Like, I have a whole plan. Can you just, like...
Okay. What if I already asked someone else?
Who?
My... Mm. Otto, actually. Mike. Hey, yo!
Hey, yo.
Actually, my cat Otto is looking hella sexy right now, so...
Oh, okay.
We got competition.
Wait, Aiden, are you listening? Hey, Aiden! India, say hi.
Hey, Aiden! Who's Aiden?
He's my friend's younger brother that I'm talking that.
Oh,
talking
right.
About.
Oh my god, I love you already.
Yeah. Tee. We're talking about Valentine's Day. Yeah. So I feel like our dinner is enough. I feel like it's going to be like so many people want me to be their Valentine's Day, like, you know. Mm-hmm. So I kind of get, you know.
Like, I'm scared they're going to hear my chewing.
I don't think anyone cares.
I'm just eating Zoe's hair.
My hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all curly and nice.
I mean, I'm trying to...
You're going on a diet?
What?
You're going on a hair diet?
Yeah. I only eat hair, guys.
She's cool like that.
I know. It's supposed to make your ass big.
Can we, like, cursing?
Ass? What? That's not a curse word.
Really?
Yeah. It's like... It's like, I'm ass, donkey's butt. Wait, no, baby, what is it?
It's just a donkey.
Oh, yeah, an ass.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There.
So, actually.
Sorry. So sorry. Zoe's listening, too. Guys, this might be our most viewed. We've got someone from Miami.
Our friend from South
College.
Our friend has COVID.
Someone from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Mommy, please tell me you're listening. Oh, wait.
Ella just said, please talk about something. Fine. Like,
I need to, like, down this.
She's eating her sushi. Valentine's Day. Yeah. I think our dinner is going to be cute.
I don't have a Valentine.
I think it's, like, curious what people do. Zoe, we just gave you a shout out. Ella, we have other topics. Sorry, like, so many people are texting me. I need to put my phone away.
Yeah,
guys,
put your
like,
phone
listen
away.
To what, listen to what we're saying.
Like,
anyways,
be in the moment.
My thing is, like, if I had a Valentine's...
Have you ever had a Valentine?
No.
Sorry. Oh.
Avi.
Me either. My dad? I don't know.
Did I tell you? Oh, my God, wait, I didn't tell you. I'm going to tell this story. So, after I had my first kiss, if my family's listening, this will be funny. I went to the beach with Aiden, and I was like, Aiden, I had my first kiss. And he was like, with a girl? And I was like... No. No. And he was like, oh, chill. I was like, cool. I was like, why'd you say that? And he's like, I don't know. And I was like, okay. Great talk.
My first kiss was on a bat mitzvah. At a bat mitzvah.
On a boat.
And we were playing spin the bottle. And it was like five guys and just me.
Oh.
And I don't know where this whole night was going. But I really liked this guy. Shout out Ari. He was my middle school love. It was kind of like your thing. Like, we liked each other at different times.
Mm.
Anyways, so we were on the top of this boat, And I don't know what I was doing.
You had a boat bat mitzvah?
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking, but, like, the guys would spin the bottle.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't kiss. Like, everyone, like, we all knew what was, like, going on. But, like, it's not like I was, like, the apple of everyone's eye. So, I kind of just put myself in that situation.
Fair.
But, you know. F it, we ball.
F it, we ball.
Oh, this is soy sauce. Whoops.
Oh, well. It gives it some spunk. We need to leave a little mark in this room.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Did you like I changed the lights?
I actually put the other color on, but...
You put yellow on?
It was orange.
Anyways, that's gross.
Cool.
Okay, Valentine's. I think... Yeah. I think it's like, if I actually had a Valentine's, I would just go out with them, like, to dinner, too.
Yeah.
We'd have fun. We'll have fun.
We'll have fun.
We'll have so much fun.
I wonder if people are going to go out on Valentine's Day.
Probably. You said you want to. I bet people will.
Yeah.
I want to, like, get a pink shirt and everything.
I know. I don't own that.
Me neither.
I don't.
I got Shan a cute pink top for Christmas.
Oh, my God. My sister just said, wait, was your first kiss Ari? Whoa. I don't really remember. But I think it... I think it was actually, like, my fourth kiss that night. No, I'm kidding. I don't remember who my first kiss was, but let's just say it's Ari, because Ari's my bestie, and that would be the best story.
Fair.
But Valentine's Day, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is.
Capitalistic propaganda.
Literally.
I have, like, cute little hearts in my window, and I just bought, like, window decals that we're going to put in my car.
Yeah.
I just realized that
if you
put
them
on, like, no. If we put them on my side window, then if I roll down the window, they're going to get all smushed up.
Okay. Okay, let's look at our next topic.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my dad is listening. Hey, Dad. Oh, being, well, which, you pick and choose.
Hmm. Oh. Larry just texted you. Okay, we can do drink choices at a bar or stealing from Wawa.
Well, we can talk about stealing from Wawa.
So, like, the thing to do is, like, in between the only two bars that we go to when we go out, there's a Wawa. And it's, like, where everyone goes. Like, it's crowded, like, packed at 2 a.m. And, like, so many people steal from this Wawa. Like, so many people. Like, I bet they, like, barely break even.
Yeah. Like, everyone, like, we were with a girl... Who?
She might be listening.
Wait, who was it?
Shreya?
No. But we were with someone who was eating a bag of chips.
Oh.
Who was eating a bag of chips and was like, oh, I'm just going to, like, have a couple and then put it back. And I was like, oh, like, damn.
Yeah.
I feel, and they're, like, workers walking around at, like, 2 a.m. watching these kids. And I feel so bad.
I feel bad, like, too.
We've all participated in it. That's the thing.
I actually haven't for some reason. I'm a klepto, but, like, not of things that, like, of other people's things. Not
yeah.
Not, like, stores or anything. Like, Zoe tells these crazy stories of what she's stolen, and I just don't have the balls to do it.
Me either. Why. Especially in New York City.
Yeah.
Never have I even thought about stealing something. Never. I mean, never have I, like, in terms of money, like,
yeah.
I've never had to. Thank you, Dad.
Yeah.
But I'm always just scared someone's gonna catch me. But, like, being here, I haven't stolen. I've stolen a pack of gum, and I felt really bad. But I was also not sober.
I want to steal something from Lower.
From Lower, mm-hmm. I don't get it, because that's a small space, mm-hmm. and, like, I've been with people who have stolen stuff, and it is not, it's, like, empty. And I'm like, people are watching you right now.
I know, I don't know how they, but people do it all the time.
I know.
I feel like that should also be on my bucket list.
Stealing something from Lower?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about your bucket list?
No.
Okay.
Okay, anyways.
We don't have to talk about it. But stealing, like, from Wawa, I just feel really bad.
But the thing, Zoe just made a good point. She was like, it's a, like, big-ass corporation. So it's like the workers aren't getting paid any less. Like, they're getting paid the same just because we steal. I mean, I feel bad for them that they have to, like, chase us down.
Yeah.
But it's also, like...
Yeah.
But, like, so much stuff is stolen from that Wawa. It's actually hilarious.
I know. Sorry, I'm shrubbing
gum. It's so exhilarating when other people steal for me.
Also, like, what am I going to be stealing from Wawa? Actually, we can talk about my bad habit of when we're waiting in line to check out. And I smush the cookies.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. This is so bad.
You, like, get in line, and there are cookies just, like, by the cash register, and she takes them and she smushes them. Imagine you're, like, so excited to get your cookie from Wawa, and you see that it's been violently smashed by India. Like, that's when I'd be so mad. I'd be so, so mad.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I do it. It's because...
You hate people?
Like, no. Like, it all started with my Rite Aid in Cobble Hill. Like, there are always those, like, mini donut things by the checkout.
Yeah.
And whenever I'm waiting for the woman to check me out, I just smush them. And now, like, wait, it reminds me of home.
So you... Shit, like, you make people's days horrible because it reminds you of home. Wait, it's not good that you do it at home either.
I know.
Don't try and get out of this one.
So it's I'm sorry.
You should be.
It's just, it's so satisfying to do it.
I wonder what would happen if we put, like, another chain, like, right next to Wawa.
Like Sheetz?
Yeah, or something like that.
I think they're competitors. I know the owner of Sheetz. Like, actually, this is a funny story. So,
sheesh.
I know the owner's son. Okay, that's cool.
Was that the story?
Yeah. Being platonic with a guy best friend. Mm. Okay. So I, like, know he's not listening, but I have a friend.
How do we know?
Like, I know.
Okay.
I have a friend who I'm very close with, but you never, like, how do I come across this? Like, can you be platonic with a guy best friend?
Wait.
No, I know.
Who owns Sheetz?
What?
Who owns Sheetz?
The Price family.
What? Zoe said she lived with them.
Yeah, we're talking about the same people.
Which kids?
Charlie Price.
Oh. That was Julian for a second.
Can you be platonic with a guy best friend?
Yeah.
I thought so, too. I still think so.
Yeah.
But so many people are like, you literally cannot. Every love movie, romance movie, whatever, rom-com, literally proves otherwise.
Yeah.
So it's, like, now in this world, there's, like, this notion that, like, girls and guys can't be best friends. Literally growing up in, like, middle school and high school, like, God forbid a girl and a guy are a best friend. Like, everyone's, like, banking on them ending up together.
Yeah.
I just watched a movie where, like, the girl and the guy, well, they actually did end up together. But, like, that's movie. That's, like,
yeah,
entertainment.
I think so. Avi.
Yeah.
You know.
It's just, like, it's, like, you love, this is being very heteronormative, but, yeah, like, you love your girl best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, some cases you fall in love with your girl best friend if you're...
Yes, ally.
Ally, mm-hmm. Woo! But, like, you love, like, I don't, like, I love you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm in love with her, but yeah, we haven't told her that.
Okay.
But it's, like, I have so much love for you,
mm-hmm,
but I would never, like...
Think of it. Yeah.
Whereas with a guy and a girl, it's like, oh, apparently guys and girls, like, it's like, at what point do you love them? Like, how can you not fall in love with them? Am I making any sense?
You are, yeah. But I get it. I mean, I think it's like, I don't know. I think it is hard. I think it's, like, difficult in the situation because it's like.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Amelia's calling in. Wait.
Oh.
Wait, I'm putting on speaker. Hi, Mel. You're on live, literally.
I know. Did you see my text?
No.
I literally was responding to what you were saying.
Wait.
I just wanted to say hi to the live.
No, wait. Can you actually... Wait, what's the... Do you know what the number is?
Hey, Amelia. No, I don't.
Zoe says hi. But... Oh, so me... Okay, wait. I'll call you back, Mel, but I'll talk about Jake.
Okay, good. Wait, I'm gonna listen. Talk about me, too, and say hi, and say that you love me.
Bye, Mel. So that was my best friend, Amelia.
Ouch.
Ouch, I know. So she brings up a really good point, actually. So in high school, middle school, whatever, Amelia, Jake, and I were best friends, are still best friends. Mm-hmm. And weirdly, just to contradict myself, in middle school, I had, like, a crush on Jake for, like, a hot second. Mm-hmm. But, like, we've always just been best friends. We're all very similar. But it's, like, we've grown up together. Mm-hmm. Where it's, like, you know, that brother-sister vibe?
Mm-hmm. I think that's, like, yeah.
That makes more sense. It's, like, when you grow up with a guy, it's, like... I don't even know how to talk about it.
No, I think it makes sense. Like, going back to, like, Aiden, I don't know if he's still freaking listening, but, like, I'm really close to them.
And, yeah.
Like, ew. Like,
yeah.
Like, they know a lot about me, and I tell them just as much as, like, or, like, a lot. Like, I'm best friends with their sister, and I tell them, like, a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's... I don't know. And my friends at home, like, my whole friend group, like, 10 of us. And I want to say, what, there are, like, 4 girls. So the rest of them are guys. And it's, like, actually, there's been, like, a lot of incest. But, like, not with me and, like, not with two of my other girlfriends. So it's, like, I see them just as much as, like, the girls. You know what I mean?
I think it's also, like, maybe if you're, like, you've grown up with a lot of guy best friends.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, not really new. And I've grown up with a lot of guy friends. Mm-hmm. But not, like, a guy, like, someone I literally tell best my insecurities friends, yeah. to. And so that's what's kind of new to me. Like, Jake knows everything about me.
Yeah.
So he's, like, I'm, like, not even gonna count him. But it's, like, every other guy, it's not table talk on any means. But, like, you tell them stuff. But, like, you're not... telling them the stuff that you would cry about.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm starting to get used to being able to do that with a guy. It's just because, like, I feel like guys and girls are point blank period different in like emotional, like how we respond to things emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like trying to understand how they're coming, where they're coming from. Like, if I were to tell my guy best friend, like, a situation that was going on, my reaction wouldn't necessarily be his reaction.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, like, a barrier that, like, sometimes is broken and sometimes isn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
No, but I think you do make it, I mean, I feel like can be said about a lot of movies, like, kind of telling a story that it's like, okay, that's not realistic. Mm-hmm. But it is, like, when there's a guy and a girl, they always fall in love.
Yeah.
You know? Or the guy's gay.
Yeah.
So.
Damn.
But I think it can be. I think you just have to be, like, mature.
What happens when you fall in love with a guy?
I don't know.
And they turn out... to be gay.
Then they turn out to be gay.
I know, but it's, like...
I mean, I think it depends on the situation.
Like, obviously... like, nothing can happen. But it's, like, what do you do? Like, you're literally in love with them. Yeah. And, I mean, they can't love you back like that.
Yeah.
But I guess you just, like...
I feel like it's just the same as, like, heartbreak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Interesting. Oh,
yeah.
What are you talking about next?
Drink choices?
Yeah. Oh, so going back to Witt's whole thing about the vodka crayon.
Oh, yeah. So, wait, it's Be Real.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Okay, we should talk about Be Real.
Oh, yeah. Everyone needs to get Be Real.
Okay, wait, guys, 1 second. We need to Be Real this for 1 second.
Wait. Smile.
Oh, wait, I need to redo this, though.
Wait, I don't think mine's loading.
Be Real is...
Be Real is basically, like, once a day, you'll get a notification from Be Real where it's like, you have 2 minutes to take a photo of what you're doing in that moment. Yeah. And it takes a photo of what you're doing and of yourself. You can, like, follow your friends and see what they're doing in that second.
And it's, like, totally, it's only once a day and it's at, like, a total random time. It's usually at night. But, yeah. It's really fun, actually.
Why is mine not loading?
I quite enjoy it. So you guys should all download it.
Okay, it loaded.
Drink choice. Yeah.
Drink choice.
So I was talking to my friend Wit the other day. And India and I were talking, or I was talking with him, and he was like, oh, yeah, I want to take you to, like, a gay bar. We drink, like, vodka crayons, and it's, like, so fun. And I was like... Yeah,
the straightest boys I know here drink vodka crayons.
Well, that's what we like. That used to be my drink, like at the beginning of the year.
I used to drink the first two times.
Yeah, and then someone put us on to coconut rum and cokes, which are yummalicious.
Everyone needs to try coconut rum and cokes. It's basically just Malibu and
rum and coke.
Like,
but do not say rum and coke. It's coconut rum and coke. Rum and cokes are horrible. Coconut rum and cokes are just
slap
magical.
Also, our new drink is a baseball.
A baseball.
It's like a pina colada, but like not.
Yeah. I think it's like vodka,
pineapple juice, cranberry juice.
Malibu.
Well,
no, it must be, I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
Pina colada is a rum. I was like, what is this? And they're like, it's a baseball. And I was like, well, what is it? And they're like, it's a baseball. And I was like, all right, I guess I'm drinking a baseball. Yeah, but I like that now.
Yeah.
You tried it and you were like, this is my drink. And then like 10 seconds later, you got a coconut rum and coke.
I know, but then I regretted it.
Yeah, you did. And then you started drinking mine.
Yeah.
That makes sense. No, this is what I'm saying. Like, we need to get seltzers for me because I love a seltzer.
Yeah.
I love a seltzer.
Like what?
I love seltzers. Like White Claws. Black Cherry White Claws.
Oh, no. I can't do it.
I can't believe that.
What do you think my favorite flavor of White Claws?
Grapefruit.
No. That's close, though.
Raspberry.
Yeah.
Oh, we knew this. Because we talked about this.
Yeah.
I proceeded to, like, distance myself from you. That's a heinous.
Aww.
Claws. And then those shots that I were making, people like those.
I still haven't tried it.
She's like, I don't want one.
Anyway, well, I was...
It's this raspberry liqueur with Bailey's Irish cream, and it's so yum. It kind of tastes like a milkshake, but delicious. And I've given one, and every time I give it to someone, they're like, this tastes so good. I'm like, yeah, I'm perfect.
You're so perfect.
I know.
Damn.
I know.
Guys, actually, so... In my political theory class today, my professor, so I was talking to my friend who, like, loves this professor, and she was telling me about his, like, mustache, and, like, he's a super hip professor, and, like, she loves him, and I've been waiting to see his mustache. So I've been waiting all class for him to take sips of water, and this man's finally took a sip of water today, and I saw a stash.
Yeah, as I had this guy last semester, too. And it was fun. Like,
I know.
Oh, this is fun. It lets you, like, swipe through your memories.
What? Girl.
Let's be real. Can I have a piece of gum?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I have a note for you in my other backpack. Aww. Thanks. Yeah. Drink choices.
What's your favorite genre of music?
Indie rock.
What? Say that louder.
Indie rock.
Why?
I don't know. I like it. You like all the songs I sent.
Yeah.
That's my indie rock. I don't know.
I don't have a favorite genre.
Really?
And I feel lost.
I was lost for a while.
Yeah, and then you were found.
Mm-hmm. I once was lost. You know that Bible hymn?
But now I'm found.
Did I tell you that? My mom used to sing that to me to bedtime, and I think that gave me depression.
My mom used to rub my back to bedtime, and now I don't have that anymore.
I was, like, maybe I should ask her Jackie. Feet the other night, and she was like, can you keep doing that? And I was like, what the?
No, if anyone plays with my hair or, like...
Me too, I go right to
plays
sleep.
With my feet, like... When girl. I'm turned on. No, I'm not turned on.
Girl.
But it's so, like, it's soothing. Like,
yeah.
I love it when people play with my hair.
Me too. I love it. I adore it. Nobody plays with my hair. Zoe likes to straighten my hair. Which I like.
I like your hair straight.
Pick.
I know.
Like, seriously. It's just, like, too much work for me.
Guys, what movie should we watch tomorrow for movie night?
Or tonight. What are we watching tonight?
Are we watching a movie tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to watch Batman. We have to see what Shan wants to watch. We're doing a cute little movie night.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you guys have any recommendations or if you want to call in.
Zoe said she wants to call in. Should we put our love song on now?
Oh, yeah.
We have a song for Valentine's Day.
Because we just...
We hope you love it.
Maybe we'll find love in this little interim.
That's gay.
But now I'm found.
Was my...
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. For the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
Okay, we're back. That was a great song.
That was. What's the number? We need to find the call-in number.
Oh. I wish I knew that.
Is it here somewhere? I don't know. Maybe I'll ask Shreya. She knows.
Yeah. Because we want you guys to be able to call in.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk about next our most disliked foods.
Yeah.
So, somehow Zoe always manages to eat foods that I don't like. For example, cotton candy.
I love cotton candy.
What else do you eat? I don't like.
You don't like sweet things.
Like what?
Sweets.
I'm not a big candy girl. I'm a big chocolate girl.
I'm a big chocolate girl, but I just like love sweet things.
You love chocolate?
I know you're not talking.
Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month, guys. Number on the wall. Oh.
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 Okay, if you guys want to call in.
The number is, like, get your pen and paper, okay? You ready?
Okay. 610-330-5316.
That's 610-330-5316.
Leave a message. Beep. Were you ever that girl who was like, hey, or your message was like, your voicemail was like, hey, yeah,
what's up?
You are so the type to be that.
Yes, it was.
Oh my God.
How did you know that?
I knew you were going to be that type of girl.
And I had it for so long.
You were, those people are so annoying.
It was so good. It was my friend and I, and we recorded it. And we got people so good, and the amount of voicemails saved that I have that it's like, I fucking hate you because you do that. But then once I got an actual job and people were calling my number, now it's like, hi, I'm Zoe. Let me leave a message.
Yeah. But I knew you were going to say that. That's hilarious. My voicemail is still like, hi, this is Indiaka.
Oh, from like when you were 4.
Yeah.
You also would be that person.
When did you get your first phone?
3rd grade.
I don't know when I got mine.
I got it super young. Santa gave it to me.
Aww.
I know. He's a real one.
When did you find out Santa wasn't real?
I think like 3rd grade. Because I remember I wanted to open that one first. My parents were like,
no.
No. And I was like, why? It's Santa's. And they were like, nah, he told me to save it till the end. Like, that's suspicious.
My family does like gifts from Otto.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a little cute quirk.
Oh, yeah. Foods that I don't like. Or you don't like. Cotton candy.
Or you.
I don't like healthy things.
Like what?
I don't like...
Do you like oat milk?
I do. I just like regular milk, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday...
You're that girl that comes to the coffee shop and, like, the barista is about to be, like, oat milk, and you're like, no, regular milk, and, like, the whole barista, like, coffee shop blows up.
Blows up?
Mm-hmm.
We should do, like, a short skit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool story.
I like regular milk.
Mm-hmm.
I like cream in my coffee more.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Cotton candy. What else? I have a list of things that he said it's just beeping.
I don't know what to tell you.
Pick up a phone.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Ooh. Nothing?
No, it's just dial tone.
Interesting.
Did he get his pad and paper?
I sent it to him. 610-330-5316. Yeah, sorry, Queens. Next time we'll try and figure it out. Oh, wait, I'm pulling up my list.
Mm.
I don't know. Wait. Chinese food. Like, I'm not surprised about that.
I think it's because I don't have it very much. Also, my sister hates Chinese food because she had a horrible case of, like, throwing it all up. Now we never got Chinese food after that. And I'm just, like, kind of stuck with it.
He wants us to call him.
What in the...
I have no idea how to work it. I'm so sorry. Yeah. My family doesn't really like Chinese food. I just love Chinese food. But, like, cotton candy. Like, other sweets. Sometimes I just need, like, a butt ton of sugar in my system.
Oh, my sister... It isn't working. My sister just tried calling in.
Weird.
Oh, wait. Maybe now try. Wait, try Tosh, now. Oh, we're about to get, like, blown up. All of our 2 off? Listeners, yeah. Well, it just says connect, and we'll see what happens.
Huh. What happens
But what foods do you hate?
Mushrooms.
Okay.
Tomatoes. avocados.
You don't like avocado. I knew that.
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, I'm that bitch that'll, like, eat ketchup and tomato sauce.
Okay.
But, it's, like...
Well, it doesn't taste like tomatoes.
Yeah. Whole tomatoes are just, like...
Ketchup is so good.
Ketchup is good. I love ketchup.
Okay.
Those are, like, the three no-nos.
Do you like yogurt?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do like yogurt. Sometimes I'm just eating it and I'm, like...
What am I eating?
Yeah.
Mm.
But, I like, good yogurt's really good.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if it works. Oh, it's still not working. No!
Psst.
Actually, let me see if I can call her.
I don't have my sister's number. I only have my mommy's.
Wait, how do I, like... Wait, talk...
Hello? Hello?
Tiffany from Queens, on the car phone.
Wait! Wait!
What is your Super Bowl call? I'll hang up and listen.
Wait, wait, can you repeat that? Wait! Wait, my dad!
Wait, wait, wait. Will you tell us who's in the Super Bowl?
Max, we don't know anyone in the Super Bowl. When even is it? Sunday?
Sunday.
Oh, God.
I feel like we should watch it.
Wait, that was so funny.
That was really... I honestly thought that was, like, someone calling from a car. I was like, oh, people are listening.
Oh, my God. I had me blushing. Hey, Dad. What's up? Do we have any Super... We don't have any Super Bowl plans. I mean, obviously.
No, we don't.
Yeah, who's playing in the Super Bowl? That is a question. Go Eli Manning. Did you ever watch Friday Night Lights?
Yeah.
Great show.
Good show.
Great show.
Great show.
Okay. What are your favorite shows?
Vampire Diaries.
My sister had me, like, you know, season 3, episode 19, which is when Damon and Elena first kiss. Great scene.
Great scene. Great scene. Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Killing Eve is so good.
Killing Eve?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
I told you to watch it.
Oh.
And you were like, yeah. And I was like, cool.
Cool, cool, cool.
It's so good. Handmaid's Tale is so good.
Have you read the book?
No. Yeah. And then, like, Grey's... Like, when I need, like...
A comfort show?
Yeah. Like, Grey's Anatomy and stuff.
Zoe and I are Christina to each other's Meredith.
I'm Meredith. She's Christina.
My sister said yas, Game of Thrones.
Yas.
I'm Meredith Grey. Wait.
No.
No, I'm Christina Yang. Obviously.
Yes.
And Zoe is Meredith Grey.
Yeah, and I'm Meredith Grey.
I'm dying.
Pick me.
What?
Pick me.
Pick me. Choose me. Love me.
Love me.
Do you think true love is real?
Yeah.
Like, there's one person out there for you?
I feel like we've had this conversation. I feel like there is one perfect person out there.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I want to believe it. But it just... Like, what I've been thinking is, like, let's say tomorrow I was supposed to go to the grocery store. I didn't end up going to the grocery store. But my true love, who was at the grocery store, I didn't know he was my true love. But, like, you meet him, and then yada, 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 you fall in love. But it's, like, what happens if I didn't go? Versus what I did. Like, you would never meet them again.
Yeah.
That's why I don't believe it.
Why?
It's like... I don't know. It's all by chance.
Yeah. So is most of life. Getting deep in here.
So it's like when you say... Like, let's say you're never going to travel outside of the U.S.
Mm.
You could have... Your true love could be in India.
Yeah.
But you could also have a true love here. Let's say you never traveled to India. So is your true love in the U.S.?
No. Well, you're saying... You saying that...
So you have multiple.
You no. I think you can... I kind of think you can have, like, multiple true loves, but, like, one of them is, like, it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's such a weird concept to me.
It is. You know what I've, like, I want a doppelganger so bad.
Like a Lynette Gilbert?
Yeah.
Like a twin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There is something in the air, because I know so many twins.
Really?
So many twins.
Like identical or fraternal?
Both.
What would you, how would, if you had like an identical twin?
Yeah.
I wonder what that would be like. I mean, like you would see what you would look like.
Yeah.
In any part of the day.
Yeah.
That's scary. I find it scary that we never know what we look like.
Yeah, like we'll never.
Like you never, yeah. I heard this like conspiracy that if you saw yourself, you wouldn't realize it's yourself. Like, if I saw India walking around the quad, I wouldn't realize it was India.
I mean, I think it depends.
Like, we don't know what our walks look like.
I was about to say that.
That's scary. Because people, we were making fun of some people while we were people watching in the library.
We, like, have this one spot that we go to where we can see out, like, onto the quad. And we just kind of, I saw a toe walker today. Oh.
And we saw a toe walker. And it just has me thinking, like, people would obviously tell me if I was a toe walker.
I wouldn't be friends with you.
Okay. I wouldn't love myself.
Fair.
Can you change your walk?
Yeah.
Like.
You can change a lot about yourself.
You should.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too. Like, do I walk funny?
No.
Yeah. But it's, like, I can notice you across the quad.
Do I have a little, like, pep in my step?
No, honestly, you kind of look like that walking man. Like, the emoji. But you also have, like, a yellow jacket.
Yeah.
Well, I can also tell.
Yeah.
But we were making fun of our friend, Harriet. She walks like a Sim. It's actually so funny. Like, the way she walks.
Like, just, like, yeah, a block?
Kinda, yeah.
That is funny.
It's so
damn,
funny.
Damn, you're calling out Harriet.
Yeah, we tell her. It's actually so funny. Her friends are like, she walks so funny. And I was like, yeah, I noticed it. But it's just like very, like, I can tell. It's so funny.
You're the type to run in a weird way. Like, I can't imagine you running. Slash, I've never seen you running.
I don't think I've seen you running. Remember, I'm not supposed to run because I have knock knees.
Oh.
I don't think I... Actually, no, I kind of have back problems because of the way I run. I think I, like, point my boobies out too much.
Wait, I can just imagine you, like, head down, like, some, like, I don't even know.
Like, wanna, like, go out right now and, like, watch me
run? Have you seen Get Out?
Yeah.
Okay, you know that scene where he's, like,
running
straight towards you and then, like, curves?
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be you. Like, Jackie and I were making fun of those people last night. Yeah. But anyways, maybe one day I'll see you.
Yeah, maybe like on the way home I can just run for you.
Yeah.
Give a little show. I'm a good runner.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I overheat.
I'm not surprised.
Oh.
Yeah.
When I was younger I used to overheat, like OD.
I'm always cold, so.
I'm always cold now.
My sister always overheats.
Mm. Aww.
Always. I know.
I love.
Aww. But. What were we talking about before this? How did we get into running?
I don't remember.
We were doing favorite foods, weren't we? My favorite foods are truffle fries and cinnamon rolls.
Interesting.
Yeah.
My favorite food is... Well, one of my sister's favorite foods is sweet potatoes.
I love sweet potatoes.
Which is funny.
I went to Trolley last night, and I asked for sweet potato tater tots and they didn't have them. Mm. And I'm a whore for tater tots.
Do they have sweet potato fries?
Yeah, I got those.
Ooh.
They're pretty good.
Okay, my favorite food. Anything I say, I feel like I'm about to get, like, horrible response.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, I love fruit.
Mm.
I know that's not, like, a favorite fruit food, but, like, I love fruit.
Mm.
Oh, God. What? don't mind us. This is so awkward.
I mean, like, you like salads. Like,
I love salad.
She likes salad. She likes fruit. She just, like...
No, but it's not like that. It's, like, I actually like them.
I know.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I know.
Like...
I know. Everyone at college is, like, slice of pizza.
Like, I won't do that, but, like, we go to the Easton Public Market, and she gets, like, a salad.
Such
and
a good salad.
And a double shot oat milk latte, and I get, like,
croissant.
A mocha, a croissant, and, like, a pulled pork sandwich.
And a side of baked beans.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, we are two different people.
I know. It's, like, in a friendship, like, we're very different.
Mm.
Like, very opposites in some way.
Yeah.
But do you think that, like, that brings you closer?
Yes.
Because you have different opinions. Well, we don't necessarily have different opinions on some things.
Yeah.
But it's, like, when you have a friend who you agree with every, like,
yeah.
agree with everything on.
Yeah.
Like, there's no room... Not saying, like, all your friends need to, like, help you grow, but,
yeah,
like...
no.
Conversation, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe our foods differences is where we begin.
Maybe. No, but I think... I was talking about this with, like, Daisy and my friend Harry the other day, and I was like, all my closest friends are so different from me, and, like, I wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah.
Like, why would I want to surround myself with people who are just, like... I mean, I'm super cool, so actually, like, more of that would be awesome, but it's... like... I don't know. That's not fun. That doesn't make life interesting.
That's why... Maybe that's why everyone sometimes, like, in the beginning of college has a hard time making friends.
Yeah.
Because, like, you, like, join the clubs that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
You meet the people that you would ideally... Like, you ideally have the same interests. And then... Oh, my God. There's so much I answered.
There's a party outside.
But I wonder if that's why people have such a hard time making friends at first. It's like you do everything you're supposed to do.
Yeah. And I feel like, yeah. But I think what's, like, important is, like, all my riding friends at home, like, we're so different. But, like,
you all share
we
this
have
one
that
interest.
Common thing.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, on the riding team here, it's, like, yeah. everyone is so different. But, like, that's why I like it. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, we all met because of this one thing. But, like, that doesn't define who we are.
Right.
And, like, but we still have that ability to, like, bond.
I know. I feel like I've just met a couple people here who, like, I'm supposed to be friends with.
Yeah.
Like, you know those people, it's like, I'm supposed to enjoy spending time with you.
Yeah.
But I don't.
But you don't. Yeah.
And it always has me questioning, like, what am I doing wrong? Or what are they doing
yeah.
wrong? And it's like, I don't have time for that. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to be thinking of, like, I just don't want to go in with the mindset of, like, I'm going to change this part of me to be friends with you.
Yeah.
Which is... what I would do in high school.
Yeah. I just don't, like, what is that going to do for you?
Sucks.
You know? It's like, that's not... I don't know. Learning about, like, different people's interests and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Guys, I'm joining club soccer. Dad, if you're listening,
yes!
you'll be very happy.
I'm going to be at every game. I'm going to make you a fathead.
I'm so excited, except maybe I'll just be the water girl on the club soccer team. That's an exciting piece
hydrated.
Of information.
Maybe I need to get this bitch a fucking water bottle.
That's oh my god.
Like, oh my god. My water bottle is constantly molested by India. Like, she's like, do you have water in your water bottle? I'm like, yeah, just a little. And she's like, okay.
You really just said I molested your water bottle, bro.
You do. Like, that poor girl. I don't have a name for it.
You were still the type to have a name for it.
I know. I think it's weird when people don't
like
have names
Otis.
For their cars. so close to Olive.
They don't. Wait, you find it weird when they don't name their cars? My car's name, Natasha named it. Odie.
That sounds like Otto.
No, but it's like, it was originally Oatly, like the oat milk brand.
Fair.
And then she just calls it Odie.
That's cute.
Yeah.
No, ours were our first car, Illinois' first car. It was like a Jeep Patriot, so it was like a boxy little gray Jeep that, like, I loved. But his name was Timothy, which fit him so well. It was like we just got in the car and we were like, we should have a name for him. And I was like, Timothy. And we were like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then with my car at home, or my mom's car too, Caroline just came. And it's hard because I know a couple Carolines, but I'm like, her name is Caroline. You know what I mean? My dad's name was Tessie, which was like an original. And he just got a new car. We need to name her. And then my car now, her name is Shelley, which fits her so well.
Yeah, it does.
Right?
Yeah, she's like an old little, like,
yeah.
Not that she's old, but like
an old lady.
She's like an old lady.
Yeah.
You know, would you, if you would, okay, we talk about baby names a lot,
because
Zoe and I literally have our whole baby names list. We have our dog names list. I have my cat names list. Anyways.
Cats actually love me. Maybe I should be a cat.
Yeah. Did Otto love you?
He liked me enough.
Oh, he liked you. But what about, like, you know the old granny names? Mm. Like, my grandma's name is Sally.
I like that name.
But, like, Barbara. Like, when you're younger.
And you have a kid named Barbara.
And you have a kid named Barbara.
Yeah. I know. There are some people I meet, and I'm like, aw, your poor grandma fucked you over. No, I was
literally
couldn't fall asleep the other night, and then I started realizing, because I've had my whole baby name list planned out, like, for a while now.
Girl, that is where me and you, that is our common interest.
Yeah. But I was like, okay, what if I don't have 6 kids? What am I going to do? Because I love all these names.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if they pop out in different situations?
Order.
Or, like, what if one of them isn't supposed to be named the name that they're supposed to be?
What about when your partner...
Nah.
Okay. Yeah, me too. Like, you do not get not a say. My dad, actually, the only name he chose was my middle name.
Really?
And I want to change my middle name.
Yeah, you don't like your middle name?
I want to change my middle name. I've just never connected to it.
I think it fits you, though. India Catherine Brecht. She doesn't know how to spell it.
I don't.
Come on.
No, I do know. I do okay. now because... Okay. Someone, like, you know when you get a package and it's, like, Zoe part of your middle name?
Yeah.
So, it would always be India Katha.
Mm.
So, now I know that it's spelled with an A.
Yeah.
But, like, that really took until freshman year of college.
Yeah.
But I want to change it to my mom's last name.
I like Catherine.
I know.
I have, yeah. My parents get mad at me.
What's your middle name?
I love my middle name, Lawrence. It's my dad's name.
Aw.
But Zoe. I don't connect to it. I don't think I'm a Zoe.
Change it. To Lawrence.
Lori.
Lori. You are such a Lori.
Ew.
Actually.
I hate that. I hate that you just said that to me.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was going to be named, like, Flora.
I see that.
Really?
Yeah. I used to play soccer with a girl named Flora, who is now August.
Oh.
And incredibly emo.
I like the name August. I always think about this. Like, May, April, June, August are all... Like, why isn't July a name?
November.
Or, like, December.
They're too long.
July is 4 letters.
Oh. But, like, September. Like, imagine January you name Jones? Your kid February, and it's, like, Feb. Like, yo, Feb, what's up? Fez. Yo, shout out.
Yeah, but July, isn't that interesting? Have you ever met a bitch named July?
Maybe you'll name your kid July.
Maybe I will, but my birthday's in July.
Maybe the middle name.
I like that name.
Are you going to keep your last name? I know we just talked about this.
I don't think so.
I want to. Okay.
That's, like, the hour. Guys, thank you for listening. Thanks for adhering to the time change.
Yeah.
I hope you liked my Instagram story post.
And mine.
Indy was a biatch for that.
You what the I can't fucking curse.
You literally just said I can't fucking curse. Okay.
Deuces.
We love you all. Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy the song. What song are you playing?
whispering about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing.
Thank you. the club, away from the maddening crowd. We can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all disillusion behind. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together we'll find. Happy heart sings. Your love has given me wings. Sometimes the world is a valley of heartaches and tears, and in the hustle and bustle no sunshine appears. Given me wings. No wonder my happy heart.